to Daily now with Live with Leanne Depasson-Pierre. We're talking about currently at the moment that South Africans yesterday rocked by the news that the IPL won't be broadcast by SuperSport in South Africa. IPL, very popular across the world, the most watched cricket tournament. I don't know if you have a reaction on that side, but yeah, South Africans are shell-shocked. Leanne?
You know, I feel embarrassed because I'm not a cricket fan at all, and I should probably get more into cricket while I'm in India, but I do not follow it at all. It's obviously a big part of Indian culture that I haven't really tapped into, even though I'm surrounded by it all the time.
This little, you know, income generation opportunity, you could set up a live stream somewhere and do some couch commentary for South African IPL fans.
You know, we're talking about South African cricketers. My husband is in Bangladesh, and he said, oh, he bumped into Alan Donald at his hotel in Bangladesh, of all places, a couple of days ago. So that's my only contribution to cricket.
That's the only contribution to cricket. But let's talk about some issues around India. The indoor temple accident, gosh, 35 people killed in that tragedy.
Yes, Lester, yesterday India celebrated, or Hindus at least celebrated, the Rami Navami festival, and there were dozens of people in that small temple in the north central part of the country, the city of Indore. There were initially 14 deaths reported, but that has risen overnight to 35. 14 people have been rescued from the rubble, but it really has put the spotlight on how temples are built and also how they are maintained. In this particular case, it was a temple that had been built over a former step well. So it was quite deep, and it was just a flimsy grill that had been put as a roof over this former step well. And there were not the necessary cement slabs that were needed to secure it. And so people ended up actually, you know, falling into the step well, and underwater cameras showed, you know, dead bodies floating amid the debris. So very, 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 very gruesome incidents. And for Hindu people on this specific Hindu festival yesterday. So Prime Minister Narendra Modi has weighed in, saying how have authorities allowed that kind of shoddy building work, especially for holy buildings.
And then there's only one candidate, only one nomination for the presidency of the World Bank, and that's American India Shame, AJ Banga.
Yes, he's India saying that he's all theirs because he was born in Pune in India. He studied at the University of Delhi. He's got his MBA from the India Institute of Management. He's the son of a former Indian Army officer. But yes, he is the only candidate. The World Bank confirmed yesterday he was nominated by US President Joe Biden. He has done a sort of a world tour trying to get to grips with what are some of the pressing issues for the World Bank as David Malpass steps down. He was in Delhi a couple of weeks ago. He didn't manage to speak to as many people as he'd hoped. As he landed in Delhi, he actually was he tested positive for COVID. But yes, he did a tour of Africa and Asia and elsewhere in Latin America as well, ahead of that formal taking over of that position. So that is very interesting. And India is definitely taking it as a win for the subcontinent.
And in a scenario that sounds very, very common in our office, not to the extremes of this case, but there has been a war in an Indian office where a war over chairs, whose chair is whose chair, it leads to people being fired and even a case of attempted murder.
Yes, I had to put this story in when I saw it, Lester, because I know the chair situation at Prime Media, and I hope that this never happens in that building. Yes, so it's an office. It's a financial company just outside of Delhi. Two office workers on Tuesday were fighting over an office chair, and it got quite hectic. They were given a warning by HR on Tuesday. On Wednesday, they fought again over the chair, and they were both dismissed immediately because of the the eruptions that they caused. And then when they were an hour later, so this happened at about 10, at 11:15 in the parking lot, one took out a gun and shot the other. No. So the one of them is recovering in the hospital and the other is actually on the run. So can you imagine the kind of frustration you must be feeling to take out a gun and shoot your colleague over an office chair?
Or you could be like our producer, Bruce Hong, who has his chair roped, chained to his desk. No one moves Bruce Hong's chair.
Gosh, I wonder what will happen if somebody does. I hope Bruce Hong doesn't have a gun under his desk.
I'm not going to say anything. Yeah, Dr. Saint-Pierre, thanks so much. Looking forward to chatting to you next week.